all these people, you know, just squeezing the lemon, yeah? Squeezing the last drop of Dhamma out of my heart, huh?
We need more.
What?
We need more Dhamma
in the time. I translate squeezing the lemon. No, no more lemon juice. It's anyway all the same people, yeah, just like yesterday, the day before. What? New people. Huh? You came too late. So let's make a very short Dhamma talk, yeah? Don't do evil, do good. That is the teaching of all the Buddhas. That's it. Do something with your life. Realize that at the moment you are packing your bags, you know, for your next life. Whatever kind of good karma or bad karma you put into the bag, that is what you receive in your next life. Yeah, it is very important, you know, everyone, you know, wants to have a happy life. And if you pack in a lot of good things, you know, I mean, your next life will be quite happy. Even this life will become better. So remind yourself, you know, of keeping the five precepts from now on. I'm not explaining them anymore. I mean, everybody should know them. Unless you want to go to hell, then you don't need to keep the five precepts. The nice thing about hell is there are a lot of your friends are going there as well, so I mean you won't be alone. The next thing that you should do is, yeah, after you know, after keeping the five precepts, develop generosity. Generosity is not only, you know, giving money, giving one's time, giving one's hands, you know, that is all generosity, helping other people. Looking after people. Respect, being respectful to any being. No matter if we like them or don't like them. And being grateful for what is given to us. Being grateful to our parents, to our teachers. Being grateful to the people who give us some work and some money. We don't have the right except for what our karma allows us. Remember these things well, yeah? Keeping the five precepts and these three prerequisites is also a way to heaven. But like our human life, you know, also heaven life, you know, heavenly life is, you know, limited. Once you know our time is over in heaven, we go down back to hell. Unless we have done only good, and that is very, very hard to believe. So most of us do some bad, you know, do a lot of good, you know, we go to heaven and then we go to hell, you know, to receive to receive the punishment for our bad deeds. Should we, you know, welcome the latecomers? What? This is not the kind of respect, you know, we give towards the Dhamma, yeah, to coming late, yeah. But it is, yeah, whenever I go to Malaysia or Singapore or Indonesia, people always come late, yeah. Huh? In Thailand, you know, I mean, they come early, yeah? 15 minutes, 20 minutes early, yeah, so that when the teacher comes, you know, then the teacher can concentrate on the Dhamma talk. And is not disturbed by people who are coming in late. So let's concentrate on what we can do, you know, with our life to make our life a little bit better. The first thing, you know, in the morning is to practice, yeah, for half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour before we do anything. Thank you. to clear the mind completely off, you know, whatever dreams we had in the night. And being aware, you know, of what we are going to do today. Then we do our duties, you know, when we come back home from work, you know, we sit for another hour or 45 minutes or hour, you know, to clear the mind off whatever happened during the day. After that, you know, once the mind is cleared off, you know, all activities, you know, during the day. Then we do a short reflection of what happened during the day. For instance, when I washed my face, what did I think about? Yeah? What did I do then? What did I think about? What kind of feelings, what kind of memory came up? What did I do then? You know, going through the day, you know, and looking at the things that we did. Yeah. And looking at our the results of our actions or of our words. But when we do that, we do not judge. We don't say this was good or this was bad. We just look, we just show the heart, you know, what we did and what the results of it was. That is very important. If we tell ourselves this was good or bad, we go in the wrong direction. Practicing meditation is showing the heart what it does and why it does and what the results it has. What? Showing the heart. What it does and why it does it and what the results are. The heart knows if it was wholesome or unwholesome. When you think about your life, you know, I mean, it is like you have one hand on the fire, you know, and you always look in the opposite direction, yeah? And then you see a shadow here or shadow there, and then you blame that shadow, yeah, for your burning of the hand. What meditation helps us is to look at the cause in our heart, yeah? To show the heart, you know, what it does, yeah? Not to look outside, but look inside. And to go back to the example, the moment, yeah? The moment the person looks, you know, looks towards the hand that is on fire, yeah, it instantly retracts it. You don't have to tell it. You understand it, you know, I mean, you show the heart what it does, yeah. Once the heart sees it burns itself, it will not want to do that again.
Apa yang telah, apa yang sedang terjadi,
But if we process that with our mind, with our thoughts, or with our assumptions, I mean, the heart does not see it. So the heart does not know what it does it wrong. You understand that? Really reflect very carefully about that. Yeah, I mean, that is changing your life if you do that. You see all the things, if you do this daily reflection every day, yeah, you will see all the things that are useless, unwholesome, yeah, and you see the things that are wholesome and you will want to do that more. Actually, this is the third part. The first part of investigation that everybody of us can do, yeah, if he has a little bit of sati, or a little bit of awareness. What?
This is the third part.
First.
Of first part, and then again, the
because that is investigating our life. But I talked yesterday about it, investigating pain, that is also investigation, yeah? And investigation always leads to wisdom. Investigating, when we sit in samadhi and, you know, the leg hurts or the knee hurts, you know, investigating what is pain. What? How does it feel like? Where exactly is it? Is it a spot or is it an area? Is it constant or is it changing? These are the questions that we need to ask, yeah? And we concentrate on that spot, yeah? And then look, you know, where exactly is the pain coming from? Is the pain in the skin? Is the pain in the tendons? Is it in the flesh? Is it in the bones, yeah? Is it in the muscles? We really want to know, and we don't want to get answers, you know, from our assumptions, yeah? Because the answer normally comes, oh, I'm sitting uncomfortable. Huh? But when you sit with your friends and eat and talk, you know, you sit for 3 or 4 hours, you know, without having any pain, yeah? But when you sit in meditation after 20 minutes, remember this, yeah? So we want to know, if you do it correctly, the pain will disappear from the first spot, you know, and go to another spot. Sometimes, you know, when we do it the first time, yeah, and when we concentrate on the pain instantly disappears, yeah, that can happen, yeah, but not the third or fourth time.
Pertama kali, mungkin saja terjadi ketika kita berkonsentrasi pada rasa sakit tersebut, rasa sakit tersebut bisa hilang pertama kali, tetapi tidak untuk kedua kali.
Let's say, you know, the first time the pain appeared in the right knee, yeah? And then we investigated, and then it disappeared from the right knee and, you know, appeared in the left knee. How can that be? We were so much in pain in the right knee, you know, and suddenly it disappeared and appears in the left knee. Huh? What kind of pain is that? That's why we want to investigate. So in the second spot, we do the same kind of investigation. Yeah, we feel the pain. We ask, what is pain? We look, you know, if it's constant and so on, what I said about the first spot. Yeah. And then it disappears again and appears somewhere else. And then we follow the pain until it shows us where it actually originates from. And then we understand, that is wisdom, then we understand what pain is and where it comes from. But don't investigate it to get rid of the pain, because that won't lead to any result. So this is the second kind of investigation that we can do with not so much sati, yeah? Investigating the khandhas, you know, we do have to have a lot of samadhi, concentration and awareness, yeah, of what is going on, so that we can actually be able to concentrate on the object that we want to investigate. There's another investigation that every one of us can do, you know, without too much sati, is, yeah, going back, you know, to the time of our birth, you know, and then going into the situation when we learn to walk, when we learn to talk, when we learn to read and learn to write, you know, going, you know, one year, yeah, looking at our life when we got sick, you know, normally when we got really sick, you know, we think we die, you know, in 5 days later, when we are healthy again, we don't think of dying, yeah? Going through our life, you know, step by step, yeah? To see, you know, what kind, you know, of dukkha our life has. And then ask yourself, you know, do I want to be born again? And if the answer is no, then, you know, better rush, you know, to practice, you know, very seriously. Becoming a monk or becoming a nun, yeah? In order to find the way out. Some more latecomers, ha. Huh? So, I think yesterday I talked about, you know, the investigation of, you know, understanding that the body and the citta are two different things. This is the third fetta, you know. I explained the first three fetters, you know, that is the third fetta, yeah. I mean, what we can do, one way, you know, there are several ways, you know. The easiest way is probably to get out of the body. If you have the ability to leave the body and have a look at the body, you know, turn around, go around, you know, and look very closely, yeah, look at the facial features, look at the bodily features, you know, and see that somebody is looking at the body, you know, then you know you cannot be the body. Yeah. So most people cannot do that, you know, so there's another way, you know, to do it, yeah. You sit in samadhi, you know, I mean, you close your eyes, yeah. And then you start to cut up your body, yeah, not real, yeah, in the imagination, yeah, and put, you know, put the hand there, you know, put the other hand there, and put the underarm there, and put all these parts, yeah, until all the parts are there, and you look at the parts of the body, yeah. You can look at the 32 parts of the body if you know them, or you just, you know, cut it up, you know, and put it out in front of you, yeah. And once all the body parts are out there, what is sitting there and observing, you know, the body part? And you do it as often until something clicks, until the citta understands the body is body and the citta is the citta. You can also say until the penny drops. In one of the suttas, the Lord Buddha, you know, I mean, gave the simile, yeah, very similar to that, yeah. I mean, he said, you know, if you disassemble a cart into its bits and pieces, into the plank, into the wheel, you know, in nuts and bolts and nails, you know, where is the cart? There's no cart. When you disassemble, you know, the body into all its body parts, where's the body? There's no body. They're just body parts. Then the more serious investigation is the investigation of, yeah, to overcome greed and hate. We can start easily, yeah? Whatever goes onto the body or in the body, smells nice, is good, tastes good. Whatever comes out of the body stinks, yeah?
Kita boleh memulainya
the nice food that we had, you know, when it comes out, you know, it is, we don't like to touch it anymore, yeah, and we don't like to eat it or we don't like to smell it. So we can see, you know, that this body turns everything that is nice and beautiful into something that is full of shit, yeah? Or sticks, or smell. If you don't believe it, look at the shit next time, yeah? Yeah? You like to smell it? Yeah? You like to touch it? Yeah? Huh? There's also there's one, something very simple, yeah? I mean, spit in your hand, yeah? And then 5 minutes later, you know, I mean, try to lick it up. It stinks. See, everything that comes out of this body, you know, is ugly, disgusting, of disgusting nature. Everything that we put on, yeah, even your clothes that you put on, you know, they are nice and smell nice. Once you wear it for a day, you know, they stink. Huh? It's very similar, you know, you have a very nice car, very luxurious car, you know, I mean, then you open the hood, you know, and then you touch in there, you know, and it is full of, yeah, things that you don't like to see. I mean, after you have a nice meal, you know, concentrate, you know, and look in your stomach, you know, yeah? Do you want to eat that again? It doesn't have to come out as shit yet, yeah? I mean, if you throw up, do you want to eat it again? Or just, you know, not even in the stomach, you know, I mean, very nice food, you know, I mean, you put it in your mouth, you chew it up and you spit it out, you don't want to eat it again, because it has been in touch with something that is filthy. Any objections? Huh? We never think about it. We only put things in, yeah? Huh? We never think about it, you know, all the worries that we have about this body, yeah? And what kind of pleasure does this body give us? Anybody knows what kind of pleasure this body gives us? Any suggestions? When we're hungry, we eat and then we feel, yeah? I mean, the allaying of dukkha, of hunger, yeah? Is what we think is pleasure. Yeah, when we're hungry and we eat and allay the hunger, yeah, then we think this is pleasure.
Ketika kita lapar dan kita makan, kita lapakan sudah menunjukkan rasa lapak tersebut, kita merasa itu adalah suatu kenikmatan, merasa kenyang atau
sedang capek. When we feel hot, it's dukkha. So we take a shower and then we think this is nice. It's just allaying dukkha. It's not pleasure. Because if we shower too long, you know, then we feel cold.
It's allaying dukkha.
What?
It's allaying.
Allay. That getting rid of dukkha.
Jadi seperti ketika cuaca panas, kita mandi, kita menyingkirkan kemalasan.
Just try something. If you think, you know, eating is pleasure, then eat 24 hours, yeah? Can you do that? Then you have to throw up, you know, it becomes dukkha. It's with all the dukkha of the body. The body gives us only dukkha. And we only know how to allay this dukkha.
Ini adalah dukkha jasmani, jasmani. Kita bukan mendapatkan kenikmatan, tetapi kita hanya menyingkirkan dukkha.
So, you understand that? Reflect this, yeah? I mean, be aware of this, yeah? Huh? And if I'm wrong, you know, tell me, you know, where's the pleasure of this body? Yeah? It's a nice tool, yes? Huh? But that's it. It's a tool. Just like a car, it's a tool, yeah? Yeah? But we cherish it so much, yeah?
Sama seperti mobil, hanya merupakan alat saja, tetapi kita begitu mencintainya dan menghargainya.
Not wanting it over and over and over again, yeah? After, yeah? Wanting it over and over and over again. After death, we're looking for a new body, yeah? It's just like when your car breaks down and cannot be repaired, you look for a new car, yeah? You don't want to walk in the seat, yeah? Same.
Seperti mobil rusak, setelah rusak kita akan mencari mobil baru. Kita tidak mau berjalan-jalan.
We have to understand that, yeah. In order, you know, to get detached from this body and think that it's something amazing. No, yeah. It's a tool.
Kita harus melepaskan pemikiran rangka tubuh ini bahwa kita sesuatu yang sangat sangat indah, sangat bagus.
And when you reflect about your life, you see that all what we do, 99% of the time that we use to maintain this body. And for what purpose? To give us dukkha.
Huh?
We don't see it. We don't want to see it. We think, you know, this body is something amazing, yeah? But it's not something amazing. The moment we look inside, think about it, yeah? I mean, take off your skin, yeah? And look in the mirror. Do you want to see that?
Buka kulit kita dan kita lihat di cermin.
So next time you want to hug your wife or your husband, yeah? I mean, imagine him to be without skin. Do you still want to hug him? Underneath the skin is a bloody mess. Oh, bloody reality or whatever. It's a mess, you know. I mean, it's all this blood, this pus, this... Yeah? Just take the skin off. It's very thin. Yeah? The skin is the big deceiver. It deceives us, you know, being beautiful or ugly or this or that, you know, underneath the skin it looks all the same. Remember these things that I say very well, you know, and, you know, reflect upon it very often, yeah? And once you get an understanding of the reality of the body, then use this body for something that is worthwhile. Use it for getting out of this hamster wheel. You know what a hamster wheel is? Yeah? Have you seen it? You know the hamster in a hamster wheel? Running, but not going anywhere. That's us. Huh? Running from one life to the next life, but not going anywhere. Not achieving anything. Huh? Because all the work that you did in this life is gone. Huh? The houses that you built, the money that you earned is all gone when you die. In the next life you have to do it again. Huh? Reflect, wisely reflect upon this. And find the door, you know, that, you know, gets us out of this samsara. Because that's what the human life is intended for, to find a way out. Eh? To find the way out of samsara. The Lord Buddha said, the human life is the jumping board, you know, to get out of samsara. And there's a reason for it. You know, the arahants are born in the human realm. In the lower realms, there's too much dukkha. They cannot practice. And in the deva realm, there's too much happiness. So nobody wants to practice. Only in the human realm we have enough dukkha and we have enough happiness, you know, so we can practice, overcome. Huh? Before I was talking about, you know, I mean, the sexual desire is one of the strongest desire. Tanha. desire. Raga tanha, sensual desire, sexual desire. Yeah? And that's why we need, you know, why we need to take, yeah, to turn something that is beautiful, that arouses our sexual desire, into something that is ugly, that, you know, that deflates our sexual desire. Otherwise, a monk or a nun cannot exist in the celibacy. Yeah, I mean, what is it? Yeah, I mean, not having any sexual, yeah, sexual.
Kalau tidak bisa, maka biku atau mengajinya tidak akan bisa eksis dalam satu hidup yang tidak memiliki kehidupan seksual.
If you don't have the tools, you know, to turn something that is beautiful in something that is disgusting, yeah, I mean, we would not survive, yeah. Look at the Christian church, yeah, or the Christian priest, yeah. Okay. Look at the Christian priests, you know, I mean, with all their sexual demeanor. So, this is to overcome, you know, I mean, and then we go inside the body, you know, I mean, open it up, yeah. I mean, we concentrate on one part of the body, you know, and then, yeah, holding it within our inner eyes, yeah. And then, you know, looking at the quality, looking, you know, dissecting it up, yeah, and comparing it to other parts of the body of what it is made of, yeah, to understand the nature of the body.
Jadi kita memotong satu bagian dari tubuh kita yang kita lihat dengan mata batin kita. Kita melihat kualitasnya, ya, kita potong bagian tersebut dan kita membandingkannya dengan bagian-bagian lain. Kita lihat dari apakah dia terbuat untuk memahami alamnya bagaimana sebenarnya.
But we want, you know, if you do this kind of practice, if you do this kind of investigation around your loved ones, yeah, while you do this practice, there is no anger coming up. But instantly, the moment you stop, there will be anger coming up.
When we practice,
you know, when we do this asupa practice, there is no anger coming up. But once we stop this asupa practice, you know, and we are around people, the anger comes up instantly.
Ketika kita berlatih, kita orang lain yang kita cintai, ketika kita sedang berlatih supaya kita tidak ada kemarahan yang muncul, tetapi ketika kita berhenti melakukan praktek supaya kita, ketika kita melihat orang-orang di sekeliling, akan muncul kemarahan.
There's a simple reason for it.
Ada alasan yang sangat simple. Kenapa begitu?
I mean, if you try to destroy the favorite toy of your child, you know, of somebody, I mean, he will get angry. And this body is the favorite tool of the kilesas. So if you destroy, you know, if you destroy this, yeah, this object, yeah, by making it, you know, loathsome, yeah, I mean, the kilesa is getting very angry. But that also is an indication that your practice is bearing fruit. Okay, understood. That's enough, yeah? Ask yourself what is important in your life, what you want to reach, what you put in your bags, you know, for your next life, yeah? And then go for it. Okay, so with this I close the talk, yeah? No, you didn't translate to, and you didn't turn on the, huh? You put it in the wrong spot, so the camera is off. Yeah, because you didn't turn on this. No, the plug is not plugged in. Huh? Yeah, you don't know. No sati. Huh? Okay, so if there, can you turn it on now? Han. So if there are any questions, yeah? Yes, if you have sati. But you will not have sati, you know, if you are in pain. So you better do some investigation of pain before you die. So that you can have sati, you know, in great pain. And of course, you know, I mean, you only have choices if you have made these choices in your life. If you have paved, yeah, I mean, if you have paved the way to go to heaven or paved the way to go back to human realm, yeah, then you have the choice to go. Yeah.
Jadi kita apakah kita sudah membuat jalan untuk mendapatkan surga dan juga membuat jalan kembali kepada manusia. Bila kita memiliki jalan tersebut, kita bisa memilih.
If you don't have the prerequisites, you know, to go to heaven, you, no matter if you have sati or not, you know, you cannot go.
Jadi bila kita tidak memiliki yang tadi, syarat-syarat itu, kita tidak dapat pergi ke surga walaupun kita memiliki sati.
Okay, huh? Okay. Enough. You know, if there are no more questions, then we close down. Yeah. Huh? I wish you all well. Yeah. Huh?
Huh?
Hopefully you remember anything that I said. Yeah. Okay. So.